Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, he was apparently shy as a teenager, but now he gets up and leads thousands of people in Christian worship, and he writes songs that are sung around the world. Perhaps his best-known song is the Dove Award-nominated Friend of God. His name is Mike Gungor, and he was in Australia just a few weeks ago for the Hillsong Conference, and I was able to catch up with him. This is what he had to say to me.
Mike Gungor, welcome to Australia. Welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much.
I hear that you were once a shy teenager, and these days you stand up in front of thousands of people leading worship. How did that transition happen?
Well, I don't know. I guess music and worship pulls something out of me that just feels natural on the stage. You know, I used to kind of be afraid of being in front of people and stuff, but the passion for doing what I'm doing unto God overrides it, I guess.
Overwhelms the sense of insecurity, maybe.
Yeah.
And your parents were worship leaders.
Yeah, my dad was actually both a pastor and a worship leader. And so I grew up kind of playing guitar in the church, and I was perfectly happy just playing the guitar and would have been happy just doing that, but eventually I was pushed, like, hey, you need to lead, and I was like, no. So I was trained up in leading worship since I was little. I've been playing in church since I was like 12, probably. So
now tell me about your church. Is it called Resurrection Life Church in Michigan?
Actually, that was we used to be there. Now we moved a year and a half ago. We moved to Denver, Colorado, and we're helping start a church there called Bloom, and that's been going for like 4 months now. So we're loving Denver, Colorado, and excited to be part of something new.
Well, tell me about Bloom.
Bloom is we started as just a group of friends trying to kind of figure out what it means to be the church together in Denver today, and believe that the church is supposed to be a gift to its city, that the city should be a better place because of it. So basically the idea of Bloom is we're seeking God's future world to bloom here and now. So the way that heaven is, we believe that the end of the story, the end of Scripture, is not that Christians just float away somewhere else, but that heaven comes here, and that war is no more, and that tears are wiped away, and pain is no more. And the tension of that coming world and the world that we now live in, we believe that the church is to be an embodiment of a way of that future world coming here and now, that God brings peace and love and justice, and through relationships and through spirituality and through art and through all the things that we should be engaged in our world. So we're just trying to figure out, God, how do you let your kingdom bloom here and now through what we're doing? And so it's been a lot of fun, man.
A lot of people will know your song, I'm a Friend of God, and you've had a bit of a relationship with Israel Houghton with your music. Tell me about that relationship, and tell me about the song and how it grew, how it bloomed.
Yeah, there you go. Israel kind of took me under his wing a little bit about 5 years ago. I had met him through a friend, and he liked my stuff, and he said, well, let me produce a record for you. And so that's the first record that I did was called Bigger Than My Imagination, and he produced that. And it was during that time we were talking about songs and stuff. We started writing together some. That's where Friend of God came out of that writing. And then we've just been friends, you know, for years, and I'm just so thankful for him taking the time to help develop me and encourage me and bring me up, mentor me.
In fact, when that album came out, Christianity Today, the leading, you know, American Christian magazine, said that you were one of the most promising new worship leaders that America had. When those kinds of phrases come out, how do you feel?
I don't know. It's all kind of silly. You can't let that stuff sink in. You'll have people that say both things. Some people love you, some people don't. And at the end of the day, you've got to be secure in who you are in Christ, and any gifts, all the talents, all that stuff is peripheral, and it's from God anyway and for God anyway, so it doesn't matter what people say.
Playing to an audience of one.
Yeah.
You're a worship leader. What is worship?
What is worship? I guess to me, worship is, it's something that happens from your heart to God's heart, and it can be anything. You know, a lot of people say worship is a lifestyle, but it can be a lifestyle. I think you can take a song and worship God with it and offer it to God as a sacrifice, just as you can take taking care of your kids and offer it to God and do it unto the Lord as worship. And also both of those you can do unto yourself. So I think it's kind of how you do and why you do what you do rather than what it is that you're doing.
What motivates your worship of God? Is it the character of God? Is it what he's done? What inspires you to worship?
Yeah, you know, I believe that the Holy Spirit is the one that inspires worship through anything, that it is him, that anything good, anything beautiful that we see in life is from God, anything true. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. So if it's true, it's his. So anything that I see in life that is good, my relationship with my wife that feels so wonderful, the music that I hear that inspires me, a book that I read, all of that, if I can find a way to attribute the goodness that I sense in it to God and my personal just direct relationship with God, knowing him, but all of that, capturing it and recognizing that all good things are from God, that he is the essence of goodness and beauty and truth, and those thoughts inspire worship, I think, and all should inspire worship in all of us as we recognize it.
Well, Mike, are you working on anything new? What's the next step for Mike Gungle?
We are coming out with a record. This last record that we released, All I Need Is Here, was our first band record, Michael Gunger Band, and we released that independently. It's recently got picked up by Brash Music, so they're going to be re-releasing it with a few new songs this September. So that's the immediate release coming up here, and then we'll actually start working on a brand new record pretty soon.
Well, it's been good to have you on Open House. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.